on the move, and long live John Africa. Mumia is in prison on death row because he refused to stop telling the truth, because he wouldn't stop exposing the injustice and treachery of this system. And we ain't gonna sit back in silent frustration and watch them silence him permanently. We ain't gonna do it.
Get the facts of the case, get the truth and embrace it.
You make the call to free Abu Jamal.
Get the facts of the case, get the truth and embrace it.
You make the call to free Abu Jamal.
The people got the power, the power's in the people. And we got the strength to overcome this evil that they sit on us. When South Africans rose up, the death penalty victed us. Even though cops hit on us, those that are oppressed just like us should acquit on us. Reverse the curse before the shit gets worse, and assert ourselves before we be little dust. Blown away by intimidation tactics, but scared into submission by brutality practice. Moves position on fighting is clear. We've been jailed, shot, killed, but goddammit, we still here. Without being submissive, but being committed. Still fighting these brutality and statistics. Bullies beating people like they did my brother Moose. We can put it into this, but the choice is up to you.
I say fuck the police like they're crazy.
Why?
Cause the truth is in their actions.
Why?
They want us dead as they march on by and put the bullets in our head. Tattooing when bruising for hospital beds like they did Mumia on 12-9-81. That was the perfect time to further this revolution.
That's right.
Freedom is for those who work for it, not for lazy people trying to lay back and ignore it. Trying to ignore the problems that we face, still running behind this American dream they chasing.
The dream that dream have turned to a nightmare, and with human ignorance they use for the wars they declare.
But I'm aware of the fact that they don't really care about the way we live. That's why Rendell was the mayor
of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The home of Tom Ridge, murder mania.
The home of Tom Ridge, murder mania. So get the facts of the case, get the truth and embrace it.
You make the call to free Abu Jamal.
Get the facts of the case, get the truth and embrace it.
You make the call to free Abu Jamal.
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 We make the call to free Abu Jamal.
If we let them tell it, this is how the story would go. Mumia Abu Jamal would not be on death row. Cause on December 9th, Mumia would have been killed. And Daniel Faulkner would still be beating people at will. The fact that the system want Mumia dead, and cause they say he pull a bullet in Faulkner's head. It's cause of the information, the truth he spread. It's like a contagious virus that spread with sand and affecting everybody that hear it. Exposing systematic bullshit, that's why the system fear it. Without a doubt, they fear the truth put out. They don't want you talking about what Nazi thoughts are what about.
Can't you hear the demon screaming when the truth is laid down? Threatening intimidation, trying to twist the truth around. You're wrong, you don't know the facts of the case. He reached for his gun, then they shot him in his face.
They can't make the evidence something it's not.
That's right.
The girl was stabbed, Joe, she wasn't even shot.
That was definitely the case in the O'Connor case. Evidence was made up and O'Connor was framed up.
But if we let them tell it, nobody would know this. And Joe McGill, the prosecutor, would still be prosecuting
people just like he did during Mumia's case. The facts of the case they tried to erase, and half the evidence was just misplaced.
Other parts like Veronica Jones was intimidated into leaving the truth alone. What's fair about a trial full of witnesses who lie? That intimidation is just death in disguise.
But since we don't let them tell it,
and we tell it ourselves,
cause every time they tell it,
they lie like hell.
So Mumia tell it himself
from his death row cell.
And we organize the masses
to rebel. We refuse and we resist, and we insist on doing this right because they ain't doing shit. Some say Philly will burn if Mumia dies, so they better tell it right before they ask. Crucified.
Can't you hear the demon of Joe McGill screaming when you say Kenneth Freeman was on the scene?
Who was Kenneth Freeman? Let's take this all further. Was he on the scene when Daniel Faulkner was murdered?
Along with Mumia's brother, who was arrested and released. They let him go cause they had who they wanted and custody.
Who they had, who they wanted, they got, so they continued to go on with the scheme and plot.
Yo, but whatever happened to their conspiracy law?
They said fuck that law when they found out who they had was Mumia Abu Jamal in their claw. If Tom Ridge signed to death warrant today, you can hear that demon screaming a mile away. Cause he know that we bringing our constitution, and he know we going to get a stay of execution. But ultimately, Mumia will be free, and we will see who the real powers be. I'm down with PE, so let's fight the enemy and fight to set Mumia Abu Jamal free. So get the facts of the case, get the truth and embrace it.
You make the call to free Abu Jamal.
Get the facts of the case, get the truth and embrace it. You make the call to free Abu Jamal.
Get the facts of the case, get the truth and embrace it.
You
make the call to free Abu Jamal.
Get the facts of the case, get the truth and embrace it. You make the call to free Abu Jamal.
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 We make the call to free Abu Jamal.
From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.